Within hours of Donald Trump's victory, a small group of Nashville Latinos gathered to pray for the U.S. government. Another went about her daily business, urging herself to be optimistic, and an immigration lawyer braced for an onslaught of anxious clients. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
Inside the sanctuary of Church Una Esperanza Viva on Nolensville Pike, nearly a dozen parishioners gathered for their weekly prayer for the city.
Obviously, today is the one we've been living right now about the new government. So we've been praying.
Naomi Rosario, a Mexican immigrant, watches three small children. She doles out Ritz crackers as others pray. She says they're praying for the new government, Donald Trump's, whose campaign hurled insults at Latinos and vowed to increase deportations of undocumented immigrants.
We are not afraid. That's what I can tell you. We are not afraid of what is going to happen.
Down the street, Alita Miranda, who emigrated from El Salvador 32 years ago, owns a small business, a travel agency that doubles as a shop for soccer uniforms and frilly dresses. She says while she voted for Hillary Clinton, she remains optimistic that Trump will realize mass deportations are not the answer to America's ills.
Yeah, I worry about it, but I don't think he don't do it. I don't think if he is a good businessman, he know.
She assumes Trump will realize that there are immigrants, legal and illegal, working hard, contributing to the U.S. economy, and opening businesses like hers. A few doors down, immigration lawyer Diana Cachaya was already dealing with the aftermath of the election.
Today, I've gotten some calls from clients worried about their cases and what could happen. There is anxiety and some fear amongst the undocumented community.
Cachaya says Trump's comments about mass deportations and building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico has a lot of people very worried. But she says she's suiting up for what she expects to be an increasingly arduous fight for justice and for mercy on behalf of her clients. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.